While I'd been away in the Air Force, they'd formed a scout group.
Right.
And I got involved with that. Although I'd never been a scout as a boy, I came in as a Rover Scout. And that was quite good. We actually built the scout headquarters in what's known as the Avenue of Ham Common. Just the scouters and some of the parents.
Right.
Not a builder among us. We didn't have a clue really what we were doing. But we built it up, and the only professional part that was done was the roof. The roofing was
right.
Made by... and that's still being used today, so it's still standing. And I became group scout leader there for about 10 years. Both my sons and my wife was involved. She used to run one of the cub packs. We had two cub packs in those days. They were quite active because we were part of the Richmond district, and there were quite a lot of district events that they took part in. And I took them on of what was known as the Trans-Dolomite Venture in 1966,
right.
Which was in the Dolomites, climbing. And that was the only overseas trip that we did.
Right.
Yes, it was very interesting, except the weather. The worst weather that they'd had in that part of Italy for over 100 years.
Yes.
And bridges were swept away, and they eventually had to make special arrangements to get us out, to get us back to England.
Really?
Do you see any of the boys, or were them boys scouts around?
Yes, I'm still in touch with quite a number of them.
Yes.